Engage. Out of the park.
The NSR Media Network presents Out of the Park with Barry Davis, brought to you by aglaw.ca, Foundation Physiotherapy, The Jaywalk, and Timothy's Pub. This week, things come right off the rails with Blue Jays prospect Alex Nolan.
Maybe we went to high school together.
Uh-oh.
Maybe Barry's your daddy.
I don't know where I would have got the height from this.
Yeah, that's true. Hang on. How old's your mom?
I think my mom.
Don't tell her that you said how old she was, but.
No. She listens to these, man.
Oh, okay. In her 50s?
Oh, boy.
Is she in her 50s?
Yes.
Okay.
Barry's your daddy. Dude.
This week's guest, Alex Nolan, is an intelligent, wonderful young man. But there's one personality flaw I just can't get beyond. He seems to be a huge fan of your host, Barry Davis. Why?
Why is that a bad thing?
He has not spent near enough time with you.
No, but he has seen me on the television.
Right.
And he's a huge Blue Jays fan. You know, this is what's going to make this conversation with Alex Nolan so special. First of all, this is going to be a three-parter because we went over an hour with him. So we'll split it into three 20
minutes. Have we ever had that before?
I don't know. No, I don't think we have. So what we'll do is part one you're hearing this weekend. We won't have any show on Wednesday because it's Christmas Day.
Right.
We're going to take that week off.
Yeah.
Right? And then we'll do a best of for the next Out of the Park. But then the next Out of the Park after that, you'll hear part two with Alex Nolan. And then on the next Members Only,
gotcha, okay,
will be part three.
Holy.
Which means we don't have to bust our butts to find guests for a couple weeks.
Well, now.
He was so good.
Okay. For our listeners, one of the things that I love doing is talking to the super young ones because they have that youthful exuberance pup thing going on. And this to me checks off a bunch of boxes as first times for us. Because where we catch up with Alex, I'm not even going to blow it, but where we catch up with Alex is something that's never happened before on Out of the Park, mm-hmm, as well as he just wants to verbally spar. Just a fun.
And you
hit.
Know what? He has the attitude you need to make it to the big leagues. Okay? I am going to say it right now. Mark my words.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Alex Nolan will pitch in the major leagues.
Also, mark Barry's words. Marco Estrada is going to retire.
And of course, Marco Estrada is not playing on a team right now.
Right.
So I would say the chances are pretty good he's going to retire. Alex has got.
No,
the perfect attitude.
Completely.
You know what I mean? The mindset. And we'll learn about mindset from Alex.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a lot of great stories. How he became a Blue Jay. Why the hell he decided to go to school in Canada when he was raised in the States.
It's just
born in Canada, raised in the States.
Yep.
And then decides to go to a Canadian university.
This is a winding
chat. Incredible story.
It's really cool.
We cannot wait for you to hear part one of three with our good pal. And by the way, during part one, you will hear not one, but two good deeds that Alex does whilst in the middle of this conversation.
He's just a sweet dude.
Oh, my God.
He's a sweetie patootie.
Talk about getting you ready for Christmas.
Oh!
This is wonderful. You're really going to enjoy this, folks.
Yep.
We will also have Ask Barry Davis, our fair or foul poll. And up next, well, Justin is gone. And it's a possibility the double E could be returning.
Ooh.
We will look at the merits of that and do our tribute to Mr. Smoke when we return. There's Matt. I'm Barry. You're listening to Out of the Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, The First Pitch with Barry Davis.
The First Pitch is brought to you by The Jaywalk. Hey, Christmas is it's just around the corner, Matt.
Yep.
And if you're listening to this on Sunday, you're running out of shopping days. Now, I don't know how quickly you can get stuff shipped, but it's worth a shot,
right?
Well,
Julia's a sorceress. She can make things happen.
She can.
Yes.
And they've got such incredible things. The ugly Christmas sweater idea is so good. I've never had one. You know that? I've never had an ugly Christmas sweater.
And I'll tell you, I think part of the reason, like it used to be that this was the thing to not wear. By the way, they have free shipping on Canadian orders of $100 or more.
That's cool.
No promo code required.
Oh, and by the way, Julia, you're going to have to listen to, maybe it's part two or three with Alex Nolan, but he has an idea for a new shirt. for the Jaywalk.
Also, too,
we need an Out of the Park shirt for Alex Nolan.
But make note, I am wearing their Polar Bear New
Era. Yes, you are.
Toque.
Looks amazing.
I love this thing.
Yes.
It's my favorite.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot has transpired, again, with the Toronto Blue Jays, but it hasn't been so much who they've signed or who they've traded for. But I think the big news over the last week is something that it's so weird because we all assumed that Justin Smoak had played his final game with the Blue Jays at the end of the season.
I think it was inevitable.
I think he knew it was inevitable. The fans did. His wife did. But then there was this glimmer of hope that started showing itself over the last few weeks. The Jays still need someone to play first base. Would they re-sign him? And I know the fans really were hoping it was going to happen. There had been rumors that he was on their radar. When it was all said and done, he took a one-year deal with the Milwaukee Brewers.
This is very similar to the Josh Donaldson thing going to Atlanta. Now, the money was completely different.
Yeah.
But you're betting on yourself, right? Josh Donaldson bet on himself. Now, Josh Donaldson basically doesn't have a job right now, right?
Yeah, but Josh Donaldson is going to be signed by a team and get paid gazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right. Justin Smoak. And the thing is, we don't know how much interest there was from the Toronto Blue Jays with Justin Smoak.
Yeah.
They may have had a lot of interest, but not as much as Milwaukee. Or they may have said, listen, it's part of our past. It's time to move on.
Yep.
Right. Listen, I'm going to get into the merits and how much I love Justin Smoak as a human being momentarily. But keep in mind, I mean, he did not have a good season at the plate. He hit only .208. His on base was .342. Slugging was .406. These are all numbers. His OPS was .748. He's had much better numbers in his career with the Blue Jays. He did hit 21 home runs or 22 home runs.
Yeah.
But again, you look at, you know, where he is in his career, he's 33 years old. I think maybe, and I hate to say this, I'm not disappointed that they didn't bring Justin Smoak back. But I still do believe they need to bring a veteran, which is where, again...
Okay, now, hold up. Let's not talk about this on this portion, because we have a question regarding options.
Okay,
because
that's fine.
That's an Ask Barry Davis.
All right.
Okay, but I know the name that you're going to bring up, okay? But something to think about going forward when we get into the Ask Barry Davis segment is, besides that name, there should be other options besides him. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But the thing that I think that we're seeing here is, do you remember, you're a hockey fan. Remember watching Mike Palmateer in the final days or getting closer to the end of his career?
You're asking me about my all-time sports hero?
But what I'm saying is that when you were watching him in the waning days, in the winter, the twilight of his career, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because you're watching this guy, right? And I think what we're seeing here now is part of the group of the Blue Jays that were 15, 16, we're starting to see them getting towards the end,
well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, Troy Tulowitzki's already retired.
Right.
Russell Martin is getting close to that.
Jose Bautista can't find a team in the majors.
Exactly.
Justin Smoak's now on a $5 million one-year deal. So we're seeing the dispersal of this team, and we're also beginning to see the decline of this. The thing... I remember being in psychology in college, and my psych professor said, in a relationship, the common bond is that you were around. So, like, for instance, I'm on Out of the Park because I was teaching your son drums.
Yes.
I was around. It could have been somebody else. So part of
you're saying Johnny the Bat Boy could play first base for the Jays this year.
Well, he's around, right?
But
what I'm what I'm saying is that these guys were your favorites.
Yes.
But part of that is because they were around.
Right. And that's the thing. I can't even count how many times I've seen Facebook posts from Blue Jays fans saying, you have traded away all your best players.
No.
All my favorite players are gone. Well, yeah, your favorite players are gone. But you know what? You will have new favorite players.
Right. Because you did it already.
Yeah.
Because in 1992-93, you had favorite players.
Right.
And then in the mid-2000s, you had favorite. So I'm not discounting what Justin Smoak did for the Blue Jays. And I'm not discounting the fact that he was a wonderful human being. His wife is the absolute ultimate in sports wives. And thanks very much to Justin Smoke and his family for the time that he served as a Blue Jay. But there will be other players.
You know what's amazing?
It's coming.
I can't believe when I look at this. Do you know what Justin Smoke's first year was with the Blue Jays, unless you're already looking at it?
Nope.
Take a guess.
2012.
Yeah, that's what many would think, right? Because you just think that Justin Smoke has been around the Blue Jays for an awfully long time. In reality, Justin Smoke's first year with the Toronto Blue Jays was 2015.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck was he doing before that?
Seattle. Texas before that. And wow. Then Seattle.
Okay.
And then he came over. I remember spring training of 2015 really well. And I remember meeting Justin Smoke during spring training and did my first interview with him and thought he seems like a really nice guy, but a real quiet guy.
Yeah.
And over the years that he was there, and that means that there was only two seasons that I was around the team that I was around Justin Smoke, 2015 and 2016.
Huh.
Those 2 years. It seems like I've known him for an awfully long time. What I've got to learn from Justin Smoke, though, is that he is a really, really solid human being.
Yep.
He's a great husband.
Great at tea parties.
Yes, great father.
Really good at tea parties.
And he was exactly the kind of player the Jays needed.
At the time.
During that time.
Absolutely.
And all good things have to come to an end. He's been in the league for 10 years.
Do you believe that?
10 years. And he spent 5 of those years in Seattle, 5 of those years in Toronto, and part of a season in Texas.
One of the deepest voices I have ever come across.
Yes.
Holy jeez, man. Almost to the point where you're like, I don't know what he's saying.
Well, he does have that little drawl to him, right?
I know what he was saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Born in Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Of course. Of course. It's got to be Goose Creek.
Goose Creek.
But can you imagine that behemoth towering over you, getting you in trouble? Like, imagine if you're his little daughter and you do something like you smash something and you got that behemoth.
Well, I think I looked at him more as a gentle giant.
Totally, but just right. The size of him.
Yeah.
Holy jeez, man.
But from a personal level, I'm going to miss Justin Smoke just because of what he and his wife and his family did for the community and the amount of work that Kristen did with Jay's Care. And that's where I think the Jays really need to, I know that we're not talking about on-field issues here, but I think now with all these new players in, they're going to need some wives and girlfriends to step up and help out with the Jays Care stuff because Amanda Pilar and Kristen Smoke were the two kingpins of that.
I got to tell you, I bet you Maddie Shue's wife
yeah,
would be a great fit.
Well, you know, Clayton Richard's wife was already doing that last year. But
she was.
I don't think we'll see Clayton Richard in a Blue Jay uniform this year. But so Justin Smoke, not back as a Toronto Blue Jay. Now they have to figure out where they're going to go with that.
Yeah.
There's also the fact that there's been a lot of ripping of Shapiro and Atkins.
Yep.
And if you just look at what hasn't been done, then it's very easy to say these guys have completely dropped the ball. But what we don't know, and that's why I'm not attached to any TV networks now. I'm not attached to the broadcast.
You're not beholden to anybody.
Right. But I can tell you, just from sitting back and looking at this logically, nobody, other than Shapiro and Atkins and whatever teams they've spoken to, nobody knows how in they were with Gerrit Cole, how far they were willing to go. Nobody knows what free agents they were closing in on.
If you're going to rip the Blue Jays organization for not signing Gerrit Cole to that ludicrous contract, you should also be ripping the other 29 teams that 28 teams that didn't do it either.
Right.
Because they're all like, no way in hell am I doing that. Not a chance.
And none of those teams did it didn't sign him because they didn't want him.
It's just money's insane.
Right.
And you're never going to compete against.
You can't compete.
Listen, the Yankees had a hard-on for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to get him. So it doesn't matter what you do. Start throwing whatever you want. Baked goods, homes, yachts, helicopters, whatever. Yankees are like, okay, we got baked goods. We're in New York. We got bagels like crazy here. Well, we got helicopters. We're sending the Yankees helicopter. I don't care.
Oh,
you're just going to, right? You weren't going to get him. The Yankees, it was a done deal. It was almost NBA level collusion.
That's right. Where the Blue Jays are now, though, is the free agent market for pitchers is pretty much, the well is run dry. So if they want to improve upon what they have right now.
Tradesy.
Right. Is they're going to have to make a trade.
Yep.
And if they're going to have to make a trade, they are going to have to give up one of their good young players.
Yep.
The better the pitcher, the higher prized prospect it's going to be.
The Jays are going to be in the market for a second baseman because Kevin Biggio is going to be the trade chip. Watch.
See, I don't think Kevin Biggio is a guy that they would look at trading.
Who are they going to trade?
Well, I think that they've got two catchers, so one of the two could be traded.
Okay.
Right? I think that they might be able to sell a team on Teoscar Hernandez. He might be part of a package.
But if you're looking to get for an up and coming ace here.
Well, that's it. If you want to get an ace,
it's not like Reese McGuire is not doing this.
No.
Okay.
But it could be Reese McGuire.
And. Yeah. I'm telling you, right? It's going to be one of the, listen, they're going to have to.
Oh, they're
going
to be asked. Believe me.
Great. But if you want to get a front of the rotation difference maker, it's going to be someone like Kevin Biggio. It's going to have to be.
And then that makes you wonder, is that worth it? Right? Why not wait?
I agree.
Because if 2020 was the year that you truly believed that they were going to make a playoff run, if they were to get a big name pitcher.
Preach. Yep.
Then I would be saying
Garrett
all
Cole.
In. I would
go
say,
after him. Yeah.
Well, no, you're not, like you already said,
right,
you're not going to get Garrett Cole.
Throwing Keuchel or start naming.
But
names
I'm talking
here.
About trades. Right. I would be fine trading one of the big prospects to bring in an ace. I'm not willing to do that if I'm the Blue Jays this year.
No.
What I'm willing to do is wait till next year, and then you look at the free agent market next year because it's going to be a very big market. Listen, who they have right now in the rotation and the more veteran guys and the two signings that they've made, we said this before, these are placeholders. This is going to be an opportunity for these pitchers to eat up innings. If they do really well, great. Even better. But more than anything, they are going to take some of the load off of guys like Ryan Borucki and Trent Thornton. And hopefully, when you have your starters going deep into games, because that's the one thing about Rourke that you can see, he's an innings eater.
Yes.
That takes a lot of the taxing out of your bullpen.
Yep.
So I think that this is definitely a good thing. It gives some of the younger pitchers now an opportunity to develop in AAA or AA as opposed to throwing them into the majors right now and seeing them go through difficult times as we saw a lot of them, like a Sean Reed Foley did last year.
Okay.
So I'm fine with this right now. I don't have a problem. I'm not of the side that says you need to sign a top of the rotation guy now.
Okay. Notable free agents 2020-2021 starting pitchers. Trevor Bauer, Robbie Ray, James Paxton, Masahiro Tanaka, Jake Arrieta, he has a club option. Stroman, Jose Quintana, relievers Blake Treinen, Alex Colom, Andrew Miller.
Yeah, I mean there's some names out there. Paxton's the one that interests me the most, and he's a very proud Canadian.
Jake Arrieta would be nice too.
Yeah, but Jake's already getting past that prime.
He's in
right?
the autumn, right, of his career. Yeah.
But Paxton, he's young. He's a
Canadian
knows the market.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd be doing that. So all I'm asking. You can do whatever you want if you're a Blue Jay fan, but just don't panic, because if they were to sign a big name free agent this offseason, or if they were to trade for a big name player right now, it wouldn't be the difference maker. And what it would do is it would cost you a big piece of the future.
Before you go,
yes.
You have got to hear the list of names for 2021-2022. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Syndergaard, Kershaw, Kluber, Scherzer, Verlander, Greinke, Archer.
It's good names in there.
Oh, man.
Now, again, some of those names are going to be at the end of their careers.
Right. And also, too, some of these guys are going to be locked up before this happens.
It's very possible.
But that's a class.
Yes, it is.
Woo.
Okay. Speaking of class, we're going to go to class next.
All right.
You're going to ask me questions, and I'm going to answer the questions best I can.
Okay.
There's Matt. I'm Barry. You're listening to Out of the Park.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on.
Out of the Park presents Ask Barry Davis.
Oh, Christmas music for you.
You love it.
Yes.
Big man.
Yes, I know you are. Anyway, Ask Barry Davis. It's brought to you by SeatGiant.ca. And the wonderful thing about SeatGiant, folks, is if you like to go to concerts, or if you like to go to sporting events, or even go to like the Wiggles, right?
And we're friends with the Wiggles.
Well, yeah, kind of. But you can get your tickets from seatgiant.ca, buy in Canadian money, unlike those other ticket broker places where you got to buy an American.
An American.
American. Yep. And then you got to pay your little bank fee, the changeover, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You go to Seat Giant, there's no hidden costs, no fees.
Yep.
You're just buying the tickets in Canadian dollars to any event. And here's a little prize that we're going to give. It's our little Christmas gift to our OTP members. But this is available all the time. Use the promo code NSR Media. When you check out, you will save money.
Speaking of NSR Media, you can get involved with the Asbury Davis segment. If you visit nsrmedia.ca, hit the Asbury Davis tab, directs you how to do it.
Nice segue, by the way.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Once in a while, man.
Yeah.
Even a blind squirrel catches a nut once in a while, right? Otherwise,
you are
on Twitter,
like a blind squirrel.
That's exactly me, right? Hard of seeing squirrel. Visit Twitter, or if you're on Twitter, use the Asbury Davis hashtag that lets you get involved in this and lets me see the question easier. First question, at FL Studio Mike Tor, I'm assuming that's for Toronto, first base options for the Blue Jays, and go.
Well, Edwin Encarnacion is someone that has kind of been on the radar, and by the time you're listening to this, he may have signed with the Blue Jays. I know he loved Toronto. You know, he teared up when he left. So, yeah. And I think that both sides realized that whole thing was messed up.
Well, I was going to say, this is a wonderful opportunity to maybe right a small wrong
right
from the past.
Now, you're not going to get 2015 or 2016 Edwin Encarnacion,
nope.
But, and I don't think he's going to be able to play first base on a regular basis, but what you do have is you've got a guy that could work with Rowdy Tellez, right? That could split the duties. Maybe Rowdy plays 3 days a week and Justin plays
That's
three
exactly
days
it.
A week, whatever the case may be. I'm not Justin, Edwin. And what a guy for Rowdy to learn from. And Rowdy's always been good at you know, picking guys' brains. I know he spent a lot of time with Justin Smoke as well.
As well as Edwin could swap in on DH duties.
Yes.
He could swap in even on third base. He has played third base before.
No.
Okay, we're not doing that. We're not even suggesting it.
He shall never play third base.
He shall not.
Ever. Okay. Ever again.
So besides Mr. Encarnacion, is there somebody else that you would be looking at with regards to potential options?
I don't know within the organization. I think they probably would have to go outside the organization to do that. I think they would have to look.
Joey Votto.
Yeah. Joey Votto.
Canadian.
Yes.
Doesn't want to. The Reds suck all
the
time.
They do. And you know what? He's been tied to Blue Jay rumors in the past. I mean, you know, the fact that right now he is still in the middle of a 10-year, $225 million
it's
season.
Not good. It's not good.
Contract, and he signed through 2023. So
it's okay. It's only three more years.
Again, I don't care about that part of it. I mean, it's not my money. Pay him $25 million. After the 2023 season, the team has an option for $20 million, or they can buy him out for $7 million. I have a feeling that if he's still with the Reds by then, they're buying him out for $7
million. Yeah.
Right?
It'd be nice to see him in a Jays uniform.
Yeah. Do you know how much money he's made up to this point in his career? $153,263,155.
I got to tell you something. That feels low.
He's done pretty good.
I think that's low.
Well,
like, I would have expected it to be over 200 at this point because he's been around a while.
13 seasons.
I was going to say, didn't he come right out of high school?
And also, he's 36 years old.
Okay. So by the time, yeah.
Right?
You're dealing with a 40-year-old or a 39-year-old Joey Votto at the tail end of the career.
Yeah. So, there are still some names out there in free agency, but again, they're all going to be middle-of-the-pack type of guys.
Yep.
I would love to see Rowdy Tellez given the opportunity. I'd love to see Rowdy Tellez, you know, be developed, have a veteran like like a Edwin Encarnacion.
I agree.
I think that I'm totally fine with Edwin signing, but don't think for a second that Edwin signing is going to mean that this team all of a sudden is going to become a huge powerhouse.
No.
Because Edwin is not, he's a part of something.
Right.
But he is, you know, a little bit older now, not going to be able to do the things that he used to do.
Or you flip Vladdy over to first base for a bit and maybe go out and look for a third baseman.
That's a possibility too, right?
And that takes care of the DH issue with Rowdy as well.
Right. So there are options from within. The thing that's too bad is that some of the kids they had that were originally infielders are now outfielders. You know, Lourdes Gurriel
Been swapped. And Lourdes Gurriel, you can't move him out of the outfield.
No.
He looks great.
Really good in the outfield.
Yeah, so, and maybe that's a lower pressure situation for him out there.
I think so.
Right?
I think so.
Last one here.
Okay.
At Hairball 97. I swear to God, I'm not lying, man.
How did you spit that one out?
Right?
You got it.
Are you ever going to do your Reddit AMA, which is the Ask Me Anything?
I would love to do a Reddit AMA. What is a Reddit AMA? I have no idea what it is.
Okay, so it's basically...
How do I do it?
Good question. I've also never done one.
Yeah.
But I would assume that it's you get some moderator on Reddit to you guys link up. And you are available.
I tried this a few years ago.
Right.
And they gave me a number to call or something, and I couldn't get it to work. Or they gave me some kind of a password or a website to get. I couldn't figure it out.
Okay. So out of the park, listeners, here's what's going to happen. Can one of you people.
Whoa.
I know. That are.
One of they.
That are familiar with this thing. This Reddit AMA thing. This scenario.
Wilner just did one the other day. So.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so. I'll happily do one.
Yeah, if you could help us out, you can get us, you can get in contact with us again, info@nsrmedia.ca. Even if you want to DM me or DM Barry himself, whatever, and let us know who do we talk to get this
happening.
How do
I do it?
Yeah, how do we do it? Right, it's sort of like you know when I remember when the automatic bank machines, the ATMs, came out. People were like, "How do I like my money's in there in that robot machine? How do I do it?" It's the same thing. How do we do this? I'm 41. I don't know how to do this.
You know what? The older you get, the harder it is to learn something new.
To adapt.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Rawr.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go from an old dog to a new dog.
Yeah. Young dog, a pup.
A young dog. Alex Nolan. You may know the name. You may not know the name. But I guarantee you, folks, you will.
Love the chat.
You will love the chat. And he will be a Toronto Blue Jay one day. And boy, will this guy be excited about that. Wait till you hear his story. That is up next. There's Matt. I'm Barry. You're listening to Out of the Park.
And now, in the dugout with Barry Davis.
It's Christmas. Listen to all the children.
In the Dugout is brought to you by Timothy's Pub, one of our favorite places to play. We and Petey, we've been there, what, 4 or 5 times now?
Love that place.
We're going to be back there at some point. I'm also hoping that we'll get our Cars tribute band Driven there as well.
That's the name.
Driven.
That's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ed Souza, thank you very much for that.
It's a great name.
But Timothy's is a great place to play.
How's that coming along, by the way?
It's going great. Yeah, we're going to be shooting our demo video early in January. We've got all the tracks recorded, and I'm now in the long, arduous process of mixing them.
Yep.
This is not fun.
No.
I mean, it's fun. It's just very, very hard work.
You know what they say, too, with the mix is that when it comes to tracks, part of the reason that why this process takes a while is you mix the track and then you step away from it for a day.
Yeah.
Because when you come back at it.
Sounds different.
It sounds different.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Timothy's.
Yep.
They are closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They will have on the 26th a young woman we had on our show, Kimberly Wetmore, will be on stage there at 7 o'clock. They have something on the 27th called Itchy and Scratchy. Sounds like a pretty heavy metal type band.
Well, that's the dudes from Itchy and Scratchy was from Simpsons.
Yeah, but I have a feeling this is a different group of people.
I would imagine, yes.
They are also closing at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve and closing at 7 p.m. on New Year's Day.
Wow.
Early closes for those ones.
Bedtimes.
Yes.
Have been moved up.
Yes. And then on the 4th of January, you can watch the Jagger Tanner Band. I don't know if they're like a tribute to somebody or something like that, but they look like rockers. So that's what you want to see. While you're at Timothy's, be sure you check out the menu. If you're a burger person, their burgers are off the charts amazing. If you like wings are great too. The French fries are, all the food is homemade there.
The burgers, legit, listeners, honestly, this is not even just us blowing smoke here. They are absolutely frighteningly good.
Yes. Maybe one day we will have to take our guest and bring him to Timothy's to see the, because he's a music guy too, by the way.
You know what we should do? Legitimately though, we should do like an on location. We should get a Blue Jay in there.
Oh, well, he would be the best one to do.
Yeah, totally.
Yes. We're not going to ask him that, though.
No.
Okay.
No.
Joining us now on the line is, he's a new member of the Toronto Blue Jays organization, relatively new. He's a Canadian, and he also happens to be a big Blue Jays fan. Alex Nolan joins us on Out of the Park. So you are driving around right now, literally in line at Tim Hortons, right?
Yeah, I just got done actually a workout, and I need my quick Canadian blood supply here from Tim Hortons.
Well, it's a good thing that, you know, you're part of the Blue Jays organization, because even in spring training in Dunedin, you know, they have Tim Hortons.
What?
It's supplied in the clubhouse. Oh, here we go.
Hey, how are you?
We're going to wait, let him order now.
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Can I get a medium regular, please, and one farmer's wrap?
Sausage or bacon?
Bacon, please.
Atta boy, atta boy.
Bacon's good. Can I get a medium?
That'd be it.
A medium double milk for me.
What? Medium double milk.
The hell?
Man, you got to get off the milk.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. You just got a medium regular.
Yeah, well, I'm cutting down the milk.
Why? What's wrong with milk?
It's not good for the system, man.
Oh, well, my system's 51 years old. It doesn't know the difference anymore. You know?
It's never too late to start, man.
Yeah,
never
it's true.
Hey, it's true.
Hey, are you going to pay it forward today when you go to pay for your meal?
Oh. I mean, I got to.
Guilt.
I got to.
Right? Guilt.
I think it's because somebody I know posted on their Facebook page today that they went to get a coffee today and it was paid for. It was paid forward. So I'm thinking it's got to start somewhere, Alex, right? So think about how thrilled the person behind you will be when you have paid for their coffee. I mean, didn't you get a signing bonus or something like that?
Yeah, it was great. You know, someone actually did that for me when I was taking my exams at Brock. Someone was like, yeah, they bought all your food. And I was like, no way.
That's awesome.
And that was...
That's awesome. So, Alex, listen, whilst you are there getting your food, I have a wonderful thing that I impart on my drum students. I managed to hook up with a girl that was so far out of my league. This chick was so far out of my league because I changed her tire. And that's not even a euphemism. That's not even me being...
Oh, that's great.
I absolutely changed her tire. Here's my point. You could pay it forward, and then the girl behind you driving could be like bombshell level... And she tracks you down and she's like, just, you're my hero. You're the nicest guy ever. Or, this could lead to marriage and wonderful, beautiful babies.
Or this person can be like a psycho Trump supporter.
Right. Or you could just be positive and go with mine.
And they will follow you home, right?
Yeah, but listen, if they're gorgeous and a psycho Trump supporter, hey, you know. Two out of three, you know, one out of three ain't bad, right?
I don't know that. All right. Hang on a second. So
I'm a big guy for a wave. I'm a big wave, like, you know, just the respectful wave. Like, you know, when you let someone
into
your lane.
That's huge. Yeah,
I'm a big, huge. Like, you know that Seinfeld episode?
Oh, totally do. Jerry, yes.
Yep. I didn't get my wave.
Did he get his wave?
Where's my wave?
That's me.
That's you. That really?
Guy. I'm like that too. In fact, I will give a sarcastic wave to the driver who doesn't wave to me.
Like the Bronx cheer when the goalie makes the save.
Yes.
Finally makes a save in once in a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like, where's my wave? I agree. Hang on a sec. You ordered a coffee and you ordered a farmer's wrap?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Matt said he's never heard of a farmer's wrap. So do you want to describe the deliciousness of the farmer's wrap with bacon?
Yeah. I've passed many exams at Brock University with my farmer's wraps.
Really?
It's a tortilla wrap with egg. You can have bacon or sausage, and then, what are those things from McDonald's? It's a potato, basically.
Oh, like a hash brown.
It's a hash brown, yeah. It's cheese, bacon, and hash brown. Yeah, it'll be credit, please. Thank you so much.
Did you show your Tim Hortons card?
There you go.
I'm also gonna pay for theirs as well.
Yeah,
boy,
what a
nice guy.
Atta boy,
coming awesome through.
I got it.
You did.
Dude,
I heard that.
This is radio gold.
You know, R.A. Dickey didn't do that when we had him on the show.
He just grinded it out.
No way.
He's just grinding it out.
Yeah. What, you thought R.A. would do that when he was on the show, or you're surprised
Thank
he was
so
on
much.
The show?
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
Oh, look at these.
This
so
is, oh man, I love Alex. You're getting a hug when I see you, man. Solid human being.
Syndergaard would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sucks. Ooh, nice shot.
Yeah, that is good. So I don't know how you're going to eat, chew, and talk at the same time.
He's on a Bluetooth.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Yeah, we're good.
You're going to hear him chewing.
Yeah, whatever, right, man. Anthony K played video games through our entire chat.
Oh, my God. Yeah, did
no
you?
No way.
Oh, dude, the whole time. Button mashing, man.
Okay, just so you got to go back and start binge listening. And you hear the interview with Anthony Kane. You can hear him clicking his buttons the whole time. We thought he was writing a book. He was playing Fortnite or something.
Playing Fortnite.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Alex, listen. I have all your your stats and stuff called up here. Apparently, you're a Virgo. You like long walks on the beach, and you like to talk about your feelings.
You on his dating
cool.
page?
No, yeah, totally, yeah. I'm on his, I'm on his Tinder page.
Where did you see this stuff?
No, I'm lying. I'm lying.
Okay. Where is that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's like,
Alex has got to pull that down. But here's, but I do have something interesting. You played for the Fort McMurray Giants, right?
Yep.
Okay, so are they, this is going to be a completely stupid question, but they're based out of Fort McMurray, right?
Yep.
No.
Okay. Okay, hold on. In the middle.
That's okay. A clown question, man.
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. I got a story. So Fort McMurray is what? Like an hour and a half north of Grand Prairie?
I think it was about hour 15, hour 20.
Okay, so I was in a band. We were touring across Canada, and one of our stops was in Grand Prairie. And I remember the agent saying, okay, so you're going to stop in Grand Prairie. And we're like, what the hell is in Grand Prairie? There's nothing in Grand Prairie.
Yeah.
So we pull into this place, and it's like Las Vegas. It's this like bustling metropolis in the middle of absolutely nowhere. So it was a three-nighter, and I was unaware, but at the time, all the oil was huge up in Fort McMurray. It was a massive, massive bustling business. So these guys would come down. They would come down to Grand Prairie on their off days, and all they would do, Alex, is literally come into this bar that we were playing in, or this bar that had live music, and just drink their faces off. I'm talking ridiculously drinking. So we get off of our first set, and they have this little band table off to the side of the stage, and there's this platter of shots on the table. And we're like, the waitress must have put the platter down or something, because there's no way this is for us. So I went and asked the waitress. I said, hey, by the way, there's this platter. Did you put your platter down? She goes, no, that's for you. That's from that guy over there. And we're like, we can't drink this.
No.
Like, Alex, it must have been $500 worth of shots. I'm telling you. So she clears it.
Is there a point to this story?
She clears it. We go and play our second set. We come off the second set. There's another platter on the table. So my
your question to Alex is, did he drink his face off when he was out
there? So my question to you is, after seeing what kind of goes on in this area of Canada, what the hell do you do on off days in Fort McMurray? Are you guys going down to Grand Prairie and just drinking your faces off?
Man, you know, Fort McMurray was an amazing time for my baseball career. Just for me as a, I think I was 21. Like, it didn't matter. I mean, we're in Alberta, but it was such a great place to be for summer ball, because the community there, like the Fort McMurray community, loves that team. That Giants team is amazing, and there's so much support for that team. But I remember, I think our first night, me and a friend from the team, we went to, I won't say the bar, we went to a bar down there, and we racked up like, we had like a $180 bill like combined.
Whoa.
And like, I mean, we're like freshman university students. We're like, oh God, like, what are we going to do? And then, and the waitress there, she was like, oh, it's fine. Like, you play for the Giants. Like, you're fine. It's all good.
What? She just let it go?
She just let it go. And then ever since then, we'd go there. I don't think I ever paid for a drink. Like, I would ask to, and they're like, no, you're good. Like, you're from the Giants.
Guess who's going drinking with Alex?
We're going to Grand Prairie.
Just got it. When you're just a nice guy, and you know, they take care of you there. It was a great place.
I couldn't believe the difference, because Alex, you're from Markham, right?
No, I'm from Burlington.
You're thinking of Jordan Romano.
That's right. Okay.
But getting your Canadians mixed up.
I'm sorry.
That's a 100 mile an hour gas thrower we got from Markham.
Yes.
That guy's crazy. But so I noticed this touring across Canada. The hospitality is different out west than it is it's completely different.
Yeah.
Like, it is. And in fact, Ontario, I find to be one of the least hospitable places in Canada. Out east is breathtakingly hospitable.
Yes.
And out west is breathtakingly hospitable.
So what do you want to do about it?
We should just change. We should have a
Do you want to do about it?
Yeah. Well, first step is to get Doug is to get Doug Ford out. That would be number one, right? But
okay. Yeah. Okay. I have
a turn.
Yes. Okay, so I've got a question for you. See, usually when you are a Canadian born baseball player, you play in high school in Canada, and then when you're ready for college or university, you pack up to the States, because you know that's where you gotta go to get noticed. So you end up, you're born in Canada, you live in Tucson, Arizona, and then leave the States to come to Canada to go to school. Like, that's it's a very dyslexic way of looking at things.
I actually just had this conversation the other day because I'm working out of Oakville for the Oakville Royals. Was doing some coaching there, and we were talking about the JUCO route. And they're saying, you know, it's the Canada to go to JUCO, and then hopefully you go to a 4-year. And I said, or you could do it my way, and you go JUCO straight back to the OUA. And I think, and then that's exactly what my coach said. He said, I think that's like the ass end of it, the backward ass end of it.
Well, it's funny, Alex. You're like Austin Matthews, man, because he didn't play for the U.S. juniors. It was all over in Switzerland, in the Swiss League.
It was in Ukraine, I thought. Wasn't it Ukraine?
I thought it was the Swiss League, but anyway, not in North America.
I'll take Alex over here.
I'm going to go look. I'm going to look, you punks.
So did you give any U.S. schools consideration?
Yeah, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, when I came back to Brock my first year, it was there was a couple reasons why I decided to stay. But my first year, I really didn't like it. I was really used to the competitiveness of a state's baseball school and, you know, that kind of thing. And after a month or two, I said, you know what, I'm just glad to be back home. And I really got into the culture kind of Niagara and kind of started enjoying the things around me. But it wasn't until my second year where really my mindset just kind of took a turn when one of my teammates, I asked him, I said, hey, you ever think about getting drafted or getting signed? And he said, oh, I just play Canadian baseball. Like, that would never happen. And my mindset just took a turn. And I was like, yeah, that'll never be me. I'll never think that way. And I kind of took it personally. I kind of said, all right, now we got to show some people that this is possible. And that's where this whole kind of thing started. But there were some considerations from other schools. My junior year, I got an offer to my dream school. It was Coastal Carolina, and I've wanted to go to Coastal Carolina since I was in high school.
Why?
I don't know. It was South Carolina. It's Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, okay. Good call.
All my buddies were going to University of Arizona, and I was kind of like, I kind of want to leave. And I knew the baseball there was taking off, and this was before they won the World Series. I always wanted to go, and so my junior year I got an offer. Because of a teammate I played with in the Northwoods League, actually in Thunder Bay. And it took me a couple weeks. I didn't tell my parents my decision because I was like, you know, I kind of just wanted to be based off my own opinion. And I said no to him respectively and, you know, told him how much I really, really appreciated the offer. And because, man, that's a great school. And I was just so stuck, honestly, and I had a goal and a mission to show kids and show people that it's like, you can come out of this school. You can come out of Ontario Athletics if you just work hard enough and you really just have the right mindset for it.
That's pretty ballsy, though.
It was, but you know what, man? Like, I was so, so driven. I was so, like, stuck on it. Like, nah, because, man, if I would have went to the States and – I would have been, and I got lucky to be selected or signed. I would have been a States guy. I would have been, you know, you're Canadian for sure, but you went to a state school. You know, I didn't want that. I wanted it right from home.
What brought you from Burlington to Arizona, and when did that all happen? Let's kind of look at the Alex Nolan timeline of life.
Well, I'm gonna tell this woman her gas tank is open.
Oh, see, now he's doing a nice thing again.
You got your gas tank open. You just left your gas cap open.
Oh, thank you. Nope. Like,
have a good day.
Oh. So hang on.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Changing tires, brother.
Was that a pickup line or something?
Yeah, she was pretty.
Oh, there you go.
I should have been like, you know Barry Davis? Yeah. That's who I'm on the phone with, baby.
You actually think that will work?
Oh.
Oh, of course. Man, Barry, you don't give yourself enough credit, man.
Well, then again, too, her answer could have been yes, and then she rolls her window up.
Window up.
All right, let's...
Hard left turn.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, by the way, you freaking clowns.
What?
You Canadian idiots.
What?
Austin Matthews played in Switzerland.
Okay.
Okay?
You're wrong, Nolan.
So there.
All right. All right, man. Now...
I thought it was Ukraine.
Nope.
You played for the Ukraine national team or something.
Well... I'm seeing Switzerland here. It's all over. the page.
Maybe it's Switzerland.
It's probably Switzerland.
Can we get back on track here?
We're on track. I'm just following
up. What do you think about the mustache for one?
Oh, like so. Austin Matthews?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, listen, you know what? I think it's, I got to tell you, man, everything from the 70s is coming back. Everything old is new, man. Right?
Good, because I got a whole bunch of underwear that I haven't worn since the 70s.
It's... Right, right, right. But listen, Alex, man, you should totally be rocking a duster out on the mound and just chewing crazy amounts of Shaw.
Sean Foley looks good with that, the duster.
He does. Sean Foley has a great, I
think
it's coming back, man.
You got to go Fu Manchu, though, if you're going to grow a mustache.
Oh, yeah. James Hetfield, Metallica, Fu Manchu.
You'll just look tougher. Yeah. All right, can we get back to what we were doing?
Listen.
Yeah.
Like before he was on Good Deed number 2 of the day.
What's Good Deed number 3? Listen, Alex, if you pull over and help to deliver a baby on the side of the road while you're talking to us.
That's the challenge. We want him to find someone.
Yeah. Excuse me. Are you pregnant and close to your due date?
Don't be asking a woman that. Okay. I've done it before.
Have you really?
Accidentally. Well, I congratulated a woman
and
many years ago.
She was not pregnant.
No, my wife's kicking me in the back of the leg while I'm saying it.
Dude, you are a stupid person.
That's another story for another day. Okay. Born in Burlington. What the hell brought you to Tucson, and when did this all happen?
I was really young. My dad works for Bombardier he's from Montreal, and then my mom's from Etobicoke.
Oh, cool. So we're in Etobicoke. I'm from Etobicoke.
Shoot. Yeah, I know. I meant to ask her before I got on.
Maybe we went to high school together.
Uh-oh. Maybe Barry's your daddy.
I don't know where I would have got the height from then.
Yeah, that's true. Hang on. How old's your mom?
I think my mom.
Don't tell her that you said how old she was, but.
No. She listens to these, man.
Oh, okay. In her 50s? Oh, boy. Is she in her 50s?
Yes.
Okay. Barry's your daddy. Dude.
It's quite possible. It's quite possible that when I had long hair, was rocking the spandex on stage,
because
I may have dated your mom.
Because you had sex with everybody.
Maybe. Me?
Yeah, everybody. You were Motley Crue, right? Okay, everybody.
Where did Joey Votto go? He must.
Oh, where did he go to high school? He went to, it will come back to me. I know the high school because it was one of our rival schools. I will think of that while you finish your story of how old you were when your parents moved to Arizona.
Oh, man. I think I was 5. Yeah.
And that's it?
Super young. Okay. And that's it. I think it was, and that's it. I was 5 and then, but you know what was funny was I was a kid literally wearing my Matt Sundin jersey every day.
Attaboy.
In class in Arizona. And then, I think I wore it every day, if not three times out of the week. And then I had a Wendell Clark jersey I always wore.
So you were more of a Leaf fan than a Blue Jays fan?
I'm a Blue Jays fan until I die. But I was just always, I was rocking Leafs jerseys all the time. Just because that was my thing when I was a kid, it was hockey. And then when my parents told me we're going to Arizona, I'm like crying as a little kid because I'm like, oh, there's no ice, there's no rinks within miles.
So then, Alex, how soon after you got there? Because the Phoenix Coyotes, when did that happen? Like, was it kind of soon after, or had it already happened when you moved to Arizona?
I think the Coyotes already. I think they'd already begun. I think they had the what's the jersey called? The chicken something. They were wearing those classic 90s when I got there.
Oh, with the weird coyote with the the cartoony one.
Yeah, I think their first season had, like the first couple of seasons had happened when I got there, and my dad and I, we would always go. We would always go to games, and especially if the Leafs were in town, we'd always go. Baseball. I hit the ground running. As soon as I got there, it was baseball. And I remember we play on like 5 or 6 teams a year with like 2 week break in December. And that was it.
Well, there is part one with Alex Nolan. How about that? He pays it forward. Now we told him to pay it forward, but then he stops and tells some woman that her gas tank was open.
Just
like, who's that? We've never had any of that
happen. You should be proud of him. You're his daddy.
Have we gotten into that yet?
I'm not sure. Okay. That might happen in number two.
All right. Well, if that wasn't addressed in part one,
Coming.
You're going to want to become a member.
It's pretty
to
funny.
Listen to part two. Remember, this is going to be three parts. So
right.
You're hearing part one now. You'll hear part two on the first Sunday after Christmas, if that makes any sense to you. So Christmas is the 25th. No, you will hear it on, because we won't be doing a show on the 4th. We'll be doing a best of. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it will be we'll figure it out sometime in January. And then we'll hear the part three on the members only show.
All right.
So there you go.
Your votes have been tabulated. Time now for Barry's Fair or Foul poll results.
This week's Out of the Park poll is brought to you by aglaw.ca. Visit Adam Goodman and his team if you are in criminal trouble.
Like Donald Trump.
Oof. Well,
in our last
that
episode.
That is such bull.
And here's
it means
the thing.
Nothing.
And if you are still confused as to what all this impeachment means, listen to the last episode of Out of the Court. Scott wasn't around, but Adam knows everything about this stuff.
Yeah.
And he answers many questions, and it really made me feel kind of disheartened on this whole...
It means nothing.
Yeah, it means absolutely diddly squat.
Bill Clinton was impeached.
Yes, he was. He was also other things.
Well, he was, yeah. Speaking of peaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
aglaw.ca, Adam Goodman, he's the best when it comes to criminal lawyers.
Yep.
And Out of the Court, we're going back into the planning phase into the new year, trying to come up with some really good new ideas to get this show really going, because it was such a great idea, but we need to do a better job marketing it, and we're going to work on that, and we're going to try to up the guest content and work on that for the new year.
I agree.
All right, what do we got for the poll?
This was the second base.
Ah, poll. Yes.
This is really cool. And by the way, kudos to you for crafting this, because it's great. Here it is. Quote, this week, let's boast on the Blue Jays' all-time best second baseman.
Boast.
That's a new one.
Okay, I like boast.
All-time best second baseman other than Roberto Alomar, because he's clearly the winner.
Yes.
You had four options. First option, Orlando Hudson. Second option, Aaron Hill. Third option, Mr. Fregoso, you don't like no home bush. And number four, other, please name. The winner with 59.1% would be Mr. Aaron Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Aaron Hill had some great seasons with the Blue Jays, but his best came after he left and went to Arizona and hit for the cycle not once but twice in the same season.
Now, there is a large population of our listeners that would have voted for Domisil Garcia.
And you know what? Where was my head by not putting Domisil Garcia on that list?
You look at this guy's
because
stats.
That was from my days. That was from, you know, when I was a kid growing up. Domisil Garcia just like, whew.
Yeah. He was a Yankee, by the way. I didn't know that.
Yes, he was.
I didn't know that. No, this guy could smash.
Oh, yeah. Right. He also set his uniform on fire once.
What?
Yeah. He was very, very upset with something after a game, and he literally set his uniform on fire.
Oh, yeah. You know, when in Rome. But yeah, batting average, 310, 307, 284, 282, 288. This guy was a player.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Whatever became of this guy?
Well, he played until 1989. He actually finished his career with the Montreal Expos.
Yeah, he did.
And yeah, then, you know, 11 years in the league. Retired, dealing with a lot of health issues.
Really?
I think that he's still fighting, but he's you know, he's there. He's surviving. He's just not in the greatest of health. But yeah, I would have put Domisil Garcia next. The next one will be a shortstop, so we'll see what we get on the shortstop poll for next week.
Huh.
All right. Anyway, we want to thank Alex Nolan. What a pleasure. That's the combination between pleasure and treat. He was a real treasure.
I think that word already exists.
Yeah, no, but not that one. Right. All right, Matthew.
Yay.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, man, you too, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Christmas present that I planned to get for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you know what? The present that you've given me is just honesty, man. You're just honest.
Yes.
Honest about not getting a present.
I am very honest about that.
Yep.
I'm also honest by saying, folks, thank you so much for everything you do to help us keep this show going. Thank you for your loyalty. Have a very Merry Christmas. Happy holiday season to you. And thank you for making us a part of your week.
You've been listening to Out of the Park with Barry Davis. Thanks for joining us. Get home safely and see you next time.